Dose of Dave. It's 9 a.m. and it's Wednesday. I'm working today. I'm on a split shift. 12 till 3 and then 6 till close. Don't know what to say today. Excuse me. I've not been up that long. Well, I say that, I've been up for about an hour. But I did have a pretty solid, uninterrupted 8 hours of sleep. So I'm still kind of waking up at the moment, really. Still got that nighttime frog in my throat. I haven't done much, actually. Got dressed, took my supplements, had a big glass of water, a big glass of hot water. Well, probably between warm and hot. You know, warm enough to be warm, not so hot that you couldn't just gulp it down without burning yourself. I do like to have a nice glass of warm water in the mornings nowadays. One thing I find is that it certainly gets my morning movement on the go. So that's happened too. I won't go into too much detail about that. But yes, there seems to be a bit of a peace that's descended over the pub right now. We'll see what happens, but it's a less emotionally charged environment at the moment, it seems. So, we'll just see how that one pans out. The level of hours I'm getting now has kind of got to a... I don't know, I think I might just be getting to a bit of an optimum, you know? Not loads of hours, but not too many hours. It might just fit quite nicely with the next kind of phase of my life. And I guess this is sometimes how life works out, you know? Things tend to work out. You keep going, but we can certainly go from a place of just wanting everything to change to a place where things have changed in maybe small ways, but life reconfigures itself to make you realise that actually you're in a better place than you were before. And this doesn't happen without taking any action. If I look at the hours I'm getting now, I was quite clear about what I was after. And for example, whilst I may have had less hours initially this week, it's like, yeah, I could do with a few more. Circumstances have conspired where someone can't do their shift, and I've got the shift. And that then puts me right in the ballpark that I want. So, you know, you just have to keep ticking along and influencing things and looking for the opportunities for yourself that also help somebody else. You know, just a small example. One of the other staff said to me, oh, I can't do my shift, I'm doing something now. Could you take my shift? Yeah, I can. So I am working 6 days this week. I've got Saturday off, but they're not long days. Some of them are just evenings, which I do find a bit hard, actually. It feels a little bit like I'm sitting around waiting all day to go to work. And that's on me. That's something that I can do something to change. So, for example, on Friday I'm working 6 till close. Now, I could just kind of sit about as if I'm waiting to go to work all day. Or I could get on and do something. So I'm going to have a creative jewellery making day with the new clay that I've ordered. The pastel shades, some summer items, I think. Summery kind of things. I've also just ordered some white clay. I think all the pastel shades together might be a bit too confused. So to have some white in there, just to have some white in there, almost as a base, you know. But I do know I'm going to have to be very careful not to cross-contaminate my balls when I make them. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.